Okay, so both sides. Today's daf is Brachos daf Lamed Aleph. We have the schus of beginning the fifth parak. The fifth parak is some of the longest dafim in Shas, which is exciting. But we're on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. Today's shir is Luli Nishmas of Avram Ben Yaakov, who's my grandfather, is my mother's father, is the first yahrzeit of his passing. So certainly we hope that his neshama has an aliyah through both today's shir and through all the shirim that we are giving. And it is also a special schus to have my dad here in Eretz Yisrael doing the daf with us. So let's dive into the fifth perek. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Ein omdin litpalel ela mitoch kovod rosh. A person should only daven if he is serious, if he is focused. Kovod rosh, heaviness of head, he should be focused. Chasidim harishonim shayu shoim sha'achas mispalim, right? The early chasidim used to wait 1 hour and then they would daven. Because what was the point of that? Kadeshi chavnu livom laviyam shabashamayim. So they could focus their hearts, right, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu hamelech shol b'shlomo, even if a king says, how are you, shalom aleichem, lo yeshivenu, you should not respond to him. So obviously we had the whole thing about, should you respond to someone if you're afraid of them, if you have to give them kavod or whatever. But the Indian is, you shouldn't even, you shouldn't respond to a king. You shouldn't, even if there's a snake curling around your leg, so you shouldn't stop. And obviously, you know, if there's actually a sakaras nefashos situation, so obviously that's true. But the Mishnah is giving, is kind of illustrating how focused a person needs to be when he is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so this says the Gemara, Minahani Mili, how do you know that you have to focus, you have to have seriousness when you're davening? So I'm Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vihi Maras Nefesh, and she was of bitterness of soul. We're going to talk about Chana, right? We're going to use on Amar Beis, we're going to talk a lot about Chana and Chana's Tefillah, what we learned out from her. But she was very bitter when she was davening. So Gemara says, "Mimai." So how do you know that that teaches me that you need to be serious when you're davening? Doma Chana Shani de Havas Marira Libatuva, because she was really, really bitter. She was really frustrated and upset, right? She was trying to have kids, right? Maybe she's different. How do you know that teaches me that everybody needs to be serious and focused and have kovod rosh when they daven? I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Mehach. He says, "No." From the pasuk over here, David HaMelech says, "Vaniv Barov Chastecha Avo Beisecha Ishtachave El Hecha Kodshecha." Well, what does he say? Bira Secha, with fear of heaven. Bira, with fear of Shemayim. That's how I will come to your Heichal. That's how I will come to the Beis Medrash, to the Beis Hamikdash. So Gemara says again, Mimai, how do you know that every person needs to daven like that? Dilma David Shiny, maybe David HaMelech was different. David Mitzayir Nafshei, Barach HaMituba, because he was really, really, you know, kind of focused on davening and begging Hashem for stuff. Maybe he was, he was also, like, going above and beyond. Ella Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, rather the pasuk is Mehacha, from here. Ishtachavu l'Hashem b'Adras Kodesh, bow down to Hashem in the halls of holiness. Al tikri b'hadras, hadar is like glory or something. Anyway, al tikri hadras, ella b'charadas. Don't write hadras, rather it's charada, which is fear, which is like trembling. So Gemara says again, Mimai, how do you know? Dilma l'olam emalacha, maybe hadras mamish. Maybe you should have, what's it called? You should have mamish hadar, ki hadar Rav Yehuda to have a mitzayin nafshei v'hadar matzli. Right, Rabbi, what's it called? Rav Yehuda, what's it called over here? Right, he would mitzayin nafshei v'hadar matzli. He would clear his mind of everything, and then he would daven. But not necessarily that you have to have this kovod rosh, this fear of heaven. Ella Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Mehacha, from here, this is the pasuk that teaches me, Ein Omdin Lespalel El Mitoch Kavod Rosh, if there was Hashem B'Yira, V'Gilu Bir Odo. Let's serve Hashem with Yira, and Gilu, and rejoice, Bir Odo, and trembling. My V'Gilu Bir Odo, what does that mean? Amar V'Ada Bar Masna, Amar Rabba, B'Makom Gila Shem Dehe Ra'odo. Wherever you have rejoicing, there you should have the trembling. The implication of the Gemara being that your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is like twofold. Right? When a person davens, there's a sense of gila, but there also needs to be a sense of ra'ada, of seriousness, of trembling. Abaye hava yasi kamei de rabba, Abaye was hanging out with Rabba, and chazi de hava ka badach tuva. And he said he was really happy. He was really smiling. He was really laughing. So Amar told him, hey, wait a minute, what are you doing? V'gilu beradiksiv. Yeah, you should be happy, but temper that simcha a little bit. It said, the pasuk says, v'gilu berada. Amar lei, so Rabbi said back to him, no, don't worry. Ana tefillin menachno. I'm wearing tefillin. Right, Ryan Rashi writes, "V'heim edus shememshelas koni u'mushar so'olai," meaning that the tefillin testify that I am in the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm not losing my mind here. I'm being very happy, but I have the reminder that the tefillin are on my head, and it's testimony that I'm not out of control here. And I can focus, I can refocus myself. Rabbi Yirmiyahu hava yosef kamed Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was in front of Rabbi, hanging out with Rabbi Zeira, and chazi dehava kabadach tuva, same idea that he saw that he was very, very happy. So Amar Lei, he said to him, the pasuk says, b'chol itzaviya mosar. Right, a person needs to be serious, needs to be careful about being so happy. So pasuk says, Amar Lei, anav tefillin menachna, same inyan. Don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin, so I can I have the seriousness of Yiras Shemayim on wearing me, reminding me on my body. Mar Brei de Ravina, avad hilula the Brei. Mar, the son of Ravina, made a wedding for his son. And Chazenu l'Rabbanan Dehavu Kabad Chituva. He saw that the Rabbanan, the Chevra, yeah, the friends of the Chosan, were getting a little too rowdy. They were getting very, very happy and very joyous. And this is what he did is a minhag that we still have nowadays. Aisi Kasa Demokra Bas Arba Meo Zuzi. He brought a very valuable cup that was worth 400 Zuz with Tavar Kamaisa, and he broke it in front of them. Vitzvinu, and they became a little bit sadder. And that's the minhag we have nowadays, to bring a cup under the glass. Right, it's a big misnomer. A lot of people, we break the glass under the chuppah, everybody screams Mazel Tov. It's not exactly the point, right? It's exactly the opposite. The minhag, I think, nowadays really has become more popular, that in the middle of Imesh Gachech, so then the chassan breaks the glass then. So there's no, even if people wanted to, there's no like opportunity to say, you know, to scream out Mazel Tov, because it just doesn't fit. But anyway, yeah, that's the minhag we have nowadays. Rav Ashi Avad Hilul Lebrei, same idea. Rav Ashi also made a wedding for his son. Chazinu Lerban Adavukuva the Kabanchi Tuva. He saw the Rabbanon were rejoicing a little bit too much. I see, same idea. Kasa de Zugisa Chiurta. He bought this really expensive white glass cup. Vitavar Kamayu, and he broke it in front of them. Vi Yatsivu, and they became sadder. Amar Le Rabbanon Rav Amnuna Zuti. Right, the Rabbanon said to Rav Amnuna Zuti, Behilula Demar Brei de Ravina, Rit Lishri Lan Mar. Right, at the wedding of Mar Brei de Ravina, right, again, this story was, the first story we had was Mar Brei de Ravina made a wedding for his son. So, I'm not sure if it's at this wedding that they've talked about before, or perhaps his own wedding. But anyway, at the wedding of either Mar Brei de Ravina or his son, Lishri Ladmar, sing us a song. Amr Lahu, so he said to them, I don't have the notes here, but the lyrics were, Vayolan de Misnan, Vayolan de Misnan. Oy vey, we're going to die. Oy vey, we're going to die. I can imagine that was a joyous number. Amr Lei, so they said to him, Anan manani basrach, what do we answer you? Meaning, I assume they wanted to take part. It was give and take. It was back and forth. He was kind of leading the chants. So what do we say back? So Amr Lei, hay Torah v'hay mitzvah de migno alon. Oh, the Torah and the mitzvah that will protect us, Rashi writes, not that it will, but heichan haTorah she'asku veheichan haMitzvah shanu mekayimin she'aginu aleinu medina shagehenem. Where is the Torah and where is the mitzvah that will protect us from Gehenem? All right, very happy song. I think the songs nowadays are a little bit different at the wedding. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. A person cannot fill his mouth with jokes in this world. Shneimar's pasuk says, "Az yimalei schok pinu ulishoneinu rina." Oz, then we will have jokes and simcha in our mouths and in our tongues. Yeah, Emasai, when is that? Bisman sheyomru bagoyim, when the goyim all say, "Higdil Hashem lasuzimele." Right, when all the goyim recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think there's machlokas in the Rishonim here, whether that's Bizman Beis Hamikdash or Bizman Olam Haba, meaning the next Bizman Yimus Mashiach. Meaning the Nafkamina would be whether it applied during the second Beis Hamikdash. But okay, anyway, the Maisa, when the Goyim recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, only then will we be allowed to fill our mouths with song and dance and simcha. But you shouldn't do it nowadays. So Amru Alav Al Rabbi Reish Lakish Miyam Shemiyamav Lo Malei Schok Piv Bolam Hazeh. Michishama Rabbi Yochanan Bray. After Reish Lakish, in his days, he never, ever, ever, once again, Reish Lakish is a fascinating story, right? He was a robber, Rabbi Yochanan kind of was a Makarivim, they were Charusas, they were brother-in-laws, etc., etc. So when Reish Lakish heard this teaching from Rabbi Yochanan, you shouldn't, as lo yimalei schok pi, v'loshani nirina, in this world, so he never did it ever again. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein omdin les palo lo mitoch din, v'lo mitoch tvar halacha. A person should not daven right after he had a judgment, like a court case, not after he had a halachic discourse, but rather after he learned a halacha. Rashi writes, right, a simple, straight up halacha, he learned something very poshut, then he should go daven, right? Because otherwise you'll be thinking about the court case or the davening, or in our case, perhaps, Rahman al-Islam, the movie or the TV show or whatever it was, whatever you're doing before you're davening, right? It's on your mind. You should have clarity of mind. You shouldn't have come in straight from a deep Torah discussion. V'heichi dami halacha psuka. What's an example of a straight-up halacha that, you know, you don't have a lot to think about? So Amar Abai, a bunch of examples. Amar Abai, Rabbi says, ki yad Rabbi Zeira, this halacha of Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Zeira, b'nos Yisrael hechmiru ala atzman. The Jewish women were machmir on themselves. Shafilu rose tipas dan kechardal yoshevus ala shiva nikiyim. We know that the halacha nowadays is that any blood whatsoever, a woman will sit shiva nikiyim. That's not necessarily true midaraisa, but the chumra that Am Yisrael, that the Bnei Yisrael were mekabel on themselves, any tipas dam will put a woman into the status of nida. It's not any tipas dam, but lemaisa any tipas dam that may have come from inside her body, not a kesem, that's really a different halacha, but lamaisa, that's a straight up halacha pshuta, that the minhag that we keep nowadays, that Am Yisrael were mekabel on themselves. Rava Amar Rava says, ki hada Rav Hoshea, I'll give a different example. Amar Rav Hoshea, marim adam al tfu also umachnisa b'mot shala. A person can pull this little trick with his grain, he can bring it into his house while it's still in the chaff, in the husk, right before it's, I think, separated out. I think the word is winnowed. Right before it's winnowed, kedesh shetehei behemta ocheles, because an animal can eat it in that state, but a person cannot. And food that a person is not able to eat yet, uputeres min ha-meiser, therefore it's potter from meiser. That's straight up pashut, that's a scam you can pull. But within the Rashi has a whole thing over here, but it is actually within the scope of the halacha. Kiha de Rav Huna, sorry, Vibay Sema, or another example, Kiha de Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, Am Rav Zira, Hamaki's Dam Ba Behemas Kachim, Osir Bahana, Umoalenbo. If for whatever reason you have a behema that's Muktash, the Besa Mikdash, right, it's going to be a korban, it's going to be a go to bag of ice, whatever, and you're Maki's Dam, you let blood, I think that's the word, you somehow remove some blood from that animal, that the blood is aser bahana, and you get me'ila, right, the iser of me'ila, right, iser deraisa, if you actually use that blood. So it's straight up halacha. For us, perhaps those are a little bit more difficult than straight up halacha that I would have thought of, but okay, that's where the you read the Sedoros comes in. Anyway, okay, Rabbanan avdu kamasnisin, Ravashi avdu kabraisa. So if you remember, the Mishnah said, that you have to clear your head, you have to really focus, you can only daven after you have some time to focus. And the Brisa over here that we just quoted, it says you should come in after learning a halacha psuka, a straight up halacha, a simple halacha that doesn't weigh in your head. So Rabbanan did like the Mishnah explained, and Ravashi did like the Brisa encouraged. Alright, Tanu Rabbanan. In umdim lespala lo mitoch atzvus lo mitoch atzlus. A person should not daven when he's sad, because of laziness. Lo mitoch schok, not when he's joking around. Lo mitoch sicha, not after he's like talking a lot to people. Right, Rashi is leitzanus, right? You're again just a different type of joking around. Lo mitoch kalas rosh, not because, you know, you're just kind of bugging around. Right, it's the opposite, Rashi writes, of covered rosh, right? Not because you're lightheaded. Lo mitoch tvarim betelim, and not for any other reason, for you're just talking, talking random things. Lo mitoch simcha shal mitzvah, right? It's a pretty well-known song. You should daven because of simcha, right? In the mindset of simcha shal mitzvah. V'chein lo yiftar adam michavero, lo mitoch sicha, lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalas rosh, lo mitoch tvarim betelim. Same thing when a person leaves his friend, when a person takes his leave. So you shouldn't also leave after joking around. The last thing a person should say to someone when he takes leave from him, when he goes away, is Dvar Halacha. Because we find this in the Nevi'im, Shesimu Devrayim, Devrei Shvach, V'Tanchumim. They did that exact thing. They finished their words with praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and comfort. V'chein tana mari bar bereder of huno bereder of yirmiyah bar abba. So too we learn in the Gemara in Erevin. Al yiftar adam yichaveru yalem mitoch tvar alacha. A person should leave his friend, leave him with a vort. Shemitoch kach zochreyu, because of that he will remember him. Yeah, of Kana Aluya Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Rivum Nahara Ad Beit Sniso. So Rav Kana went to Rav Shimi Bar Ashi from he went from Pum Nahara to Beit Sniso. The Bavel, that was in Bavel. Kimatul Hasan, when he came over there, Amarle, he said to him, Mar Vada Amarle Mar. He said to him, Vade Damri Inshi, Honey Sniso the Bavel Itnei Me Adam Arishon. It must be that is it true that they say that this place was from Adam Arishon, Ve'ad Hashta, right? It was basically untouched, or it was right, the kolim that Rashi writes, the tznisa, the trees over there existed in the times of Adam Arishon. Amalei itkartan milsa de Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. He said, he didn't answer the question, but he said, you remind me of something that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said. Dam Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, my dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Ba'aretz asher lo over ba ish v'lo yoshav adam sham? Right, Yirmiyahu is prophesizing that in this land that people have not come. So, v'chimeachad lo over heach yoshav, right? After a person, literally the pasuk means, in a land that a person has not passed through, and a land where a man is not settled. So obviously, if nobody passed through it, nobody settled there. No, you have to reinterpret the pasuk. It doesn't mean that any person. It means Adam Arishon. Call Eretz Shegazer Aleh Adam Arishon Leshov. Okay, I'm not sure. Any land that Adam Arishon said would be settled, Nityashva, in the future it was settled. V'chol Eretz Shelogazer Aleh Adam Arishon Leshov. If Adam Arishon did not say that. The land should be settled, lo nityashva, so then it was not settled in the future. Okay. Rav Mordechai Iluyel Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Mehegroni Avar Bei Kifi. Rav Mordechai went to Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, to this place called Bei Kifi, Varmila Ad Bei Dura, and some people say it was until Bei Dura. All right. Fine. Tonu Rabbanan. Right again, just when it says that he Iluya, just it means that he accompanied him, meaning the mitzvah to walk someone out from a city. They're just telling us that that those rabbanim accompanied those other rabbanim on their journeys. Tanu rabbanim, hamispal tzarech sheyachamin eslibul l'shamayim. When someone davens, he needs to have his heart focused on Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Abashal Omer simul l'davar. Abashal gives you a kind of way to remember. Tachin libam takshiv oznecha. When you prepare your hearts, so takshiv oznecha, right? The ear will listen. Meaning, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will listen to those who prepare their hearts. Tanya, we learned in our brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda kachayam min hago shal Rabbi Akiva. This is what Rabbi Akiva used to do. Kishayam is pal limatzibur. When he would daven bitzibur, haya mekatzer veola mipnei torach tzibur. He would shorten his shmona esrei because he didn't want to be matriach. The tzibur, right, Rabbi Akiva, right, certainly they would have waited for him to finish davening, and he realized that, and he davened shorter because he was davening in the tzibur, and people were waiting for him. Ushayim is pal beno levin atzmo, but when he would daven by himself, adam anichu bezavis zu umotzo bezavis acheres. A person would leave him in one corner, and when he'd come back, he'd be in another corner, and still in the middle of his tefillah. Why would he do this? Because all of his bowing down, because all of his, he would be so animated when he would daven by himself, right? Certainly it would take a long time, and he would be jumping all over the place because he was so focused on the tefillah. A person should daven in a house that has windows. The pasuk says in Daniel that we open them, right? When the windows are open, so kilu kiviyachol that goes up to Shemayim. Yachol yispal adam kol yom kulo. You might have thought that a person should daven all day, right? That's we had that already. Halavai, that a person should daven all day. So you might think that that's what appropriate. So the pasuk Gemara says kfar mefurash al yedit Daniel. It's already said in Daniel already pointed out of zimnin tlasa, right? No, we daven three times a day. Yachol mishabal legola hochla. You might have thought that when you come to... hold on one second. What is there? Right. Rashi writes, "Tefillah zos huchla kamosh nitchala al kodem lechem lo hayo ragel b'kach." One second. What's pshat here? Mishabal legola huchla. Right. Tefillah zos huchla kamosh nitchala al kodem lechem. Oh, hey, Ragel Bakach. I forgot what's pshat here. Let's see here. One second. Ah, nachon. Meaning, yeah. Right, okay. The Gullah. Meaning, you might have thought that that was Daniel's practice, right, when he went to Gullus. Meaning that only when Daniel was in Gullus that he would daven three times. But before then, so he would have davened all day. So the Gemara says, "Kfar Nemar, Daihu Eved Min Kadamas." Right, Dana. He might have. I mean, he had already been doing this. That was already his minhag of davening three times a day. Yochli Yispal Adam L'Chol Ruach Shigirta. You might have thought that a person can daven to any directions. Talmud Lomar Neged Yerushalayim. You have to daven towards Yerushalayim. Yochli Yehi Kolon Bevas Achas. You might have thought you can group all three of these tefillos at once together. Right, you just daven three, bang, bang, bang. Kfar Mefurash Haydei David. So David says no. Dechtiv Erev Avoker Vetzaharayim. Right, you have to daven three times a day, three separate morning, afternoon, and night. Also, you might have thought that you should be able to hear your voice when you daven. So, Kfar Mefurash Haydei Chana, and this is, we're going to get into a whole discussion about Chana's tefillah, but it was already explained, V'kola lo yishma, lo yishama. She didn't hear her voice when she davened. Yochal yishal adam tzuracha v'achakach yispala. You might have thought that you should ask for stuff and then you should daven. Meaning, Rashi explains that you might have thought that you should say the brachos in the middle of Shmon Esrei, right? Those are the middle brachos, or the imtzoyis, are the ones that you ask for. And then we write the first three brachos are praise, the middle are bakashos, and the end is shavach v'odah, is thanks. So you might have thought that you should ask for stuff first. So kfar meforash al yedei Shlomo. Shlomo already said the Shmuel al rina vela tefila. Right, you should, Hashem will listen to the rina, the singing, and the tefila. Rina zu tefila, zu tefila, tefila zu bakasha. Right, rina is tefila. Rashi writes shel shvach. Right, the rina, the shvach comes first, and then the bakashos come afterwards. The Gemara says, "In Omar Dvar." We take that out. In Omer Dvar Acher. In Omer Dvar Acher Emes V'yotziv. We don't say anything after Emes V'yotziv, meaning you're not allowed to improvise after you finish Kriyashma, right? You're still in the middle of Berachos Kriyashma. We don't improvise during Emes V'yotziv. Aval Acher Tzvila, but after you're done with Shmon Esrei, right after Elokai Neshama, Elokai Netzor. Sorry. And you the rotzav, etc., etc. So you're certainly allowed to say whatever you want. That's what the Gemara says. Afilu kaseder vidu shel Yom Kippur Omer. Right? You can even say, something as long as the vidu in Yom Kippur. Itmar Nami was also said. Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba. Amar Rav Afal Bisha Amru. Even though it says Shol Adam Tzrachav B'Shamet Tefilah. Even though it says that a person is allowed to ask for whatever he needs in Shamet Tefilah. And Bal Omar Achar Tefilah. So if he comes to say it after his davening, Afilu kaseder shel Yom Kippur Omer. He can even say, like the whole Yom Kippur service, right? You can say whatever you want after you're done with the proper 19 brachos. All right, Vaitre. Amar Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna says, Kama hilchasa gavrusa ika lamashma mehani kroy dechano. How many tremendous things are we able to hear, to learn out from these psukim of Chana's davening? Again, just the backstory. Chana, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, Chana was barren. When she was married, she was married to Elkanah, I think, blanking on my Tanakh, terrible. Anyway, so I'm sure someone can correct me on that, if it's incorrect. Either way, she was married and she had no kids. Her co-wife, again, I'm blanking on the names, which is terrible. I think it's Penina, but I'm terribly embarrassed that I don't remember. But it had like 10 kids, and her husband said, it's not so bad, it's not so bad. And she was very bitter. She very much wanted to daven for a son. And she went to the Mishkan and Shiloh over there, and Eli was the Kohen Gadol, and she davened to Hashem, and she ended up getting Shmuel, Hanavi, as obviously Hashem answered the tefillos, etc., etc. And we learn a ton of our Shmona Esrei halachos from Chana's tefillah. So let's dive into it. V'chana, hi midaberes aliba. Chana is, the pasuk says, speaking to her heart. Mikan, from here we learn, l'ispal tzarech shechavim libo. That a person has to have his heart focused. You have to have kavana. Rak sefaseha knows, only her lips are moving. Mikan shemispal, l'mispal sheyachtoch bisfasov. Here you have to actually, literally means cut, but move your lips. The kolalo yishma, the pasuk says, her voice was not heard. Mikan she'asher like biakolo b'tfiloso. A person is not allowed to raise his voice when he's davening shmona esrei. V'yachshaveh eli lishikora. Over there, the pasuk says that Eli saw her davening. No one really had davened like that before, and Eli thought she was drunk. Mikan she'shikor aser lispalo. Apparently, you see that a shikor, someone who's drunk, is not allowed to daven. V'yomer eleha Eli at masai tishtakrin. Eli said to her, "How long are you going to be drunk? Get out of here." Amar Rabbi Elazar, "Shekan l'ro b'chavero davar she'eno hagun." Here, you have to learn that if someone sees something in his friend that's not appropriate, tzarech lo'chicho, you need to give him tochacha. Tosas just, by the way, points out you don't need to learn it from Eli, but you can learn it from the pasuk of hochech tochichas amisecha. So Tosas explains that that pasuk is talking about mitzvos, right? Iser and heter. Here we're talking about hagos tovos. And on the Hagos Ros, if you see something that's a bad midah, something that's not necessarily usher per se, but something that's inappropriate, so even if it's not one of the 613, so you should still, that's what we learn from over here, you should still give tochacha. Vatan chana vatomer lo aduni. Chana said back to Eli, "You are, no, my master, you're not correct." Amar ula vitim rabbi Yosi rabbi Chanina. Amar le, she said to him, "Lo adona tabadavar zeh. You are not a master in this matter." And apparently, at this point, you do not have Ruach HaKodesh. Because you're choshed me. You think that I'm doing something inappropriate, and it's really, it's not true. Some people say, this is what she said to him. Lo Adonata, you are not a master here. Lav ikashchina v'ruach HaKodesh gavach. The shchina of the Ruach HaKodesh is not by you. Shedantani lekaf chovo v'lo dantani lekaf schus. Because you judge me unfavorably, and you were not done the kaf schus. Mi lo yodashik di ishek shas ruach anochi. Do you not know that I'm a woman of bitter spirit, that I'm really, really davening? I've had a really rough time, a really rough life. Fine. V'yayin mishechar lo shasisi. Chana says to Eli, I did not drink wine or beer. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Mikan lenechshad v'davar she'ein bo. Here you find that someone who is suspected of something that's not true, shetzorech lehodio, you need to tell him that it's not true. You need to kind of prove your case, right? Rashi writes lenakosis atzmo, to clear your name. It's inappropriate just to sit back. Who cares? People say things about me. No, if it's something that's really not true, you have to say something. Don't pretend that your servant is a servant of avodah zarah. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Mikan shelishikor shem is palel. Kilo over to Vodazara, someone who's drunk and davens as if he's davening, saying if he's worshiping idols. Ksivacha, because you have Xeris Akasuv. Ksivacha, the pasuk says over here, Lefne Bas Belial. Ksivacha, it says over there, by Yerni Dachas, Yatsu on Hashem Bnei Belial Mikir Becha. So you see that Malahola and Vodazara, Afkan of Vodazara. Just like Yerni Dachas, obviously everybody there is davening, worshiping Vodazara. So too, Chana said, you're comparing me to someone who worships Vodazara by calling me someone who is drunk and is davening. Vayan Eli Vayomer Lechila Shalom. Eli said to her, Lechila Shalom, go in peace. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mikan Lechoshid is Chavero Bedover Sheinbo, Shetzorech Lefaiso. Here we see that if you're Choshim Ksherim, when you find out that you suspect someone who's really kosher of doing something inappropriate, you need to appease him. Velo Oda, not only that, Shetzorech Levarcho, that you need to give him a bracha. Shenemar Velokei Yisrael Yitenes Shelascha, that Hashem should grant your tefillos. Tadar neder vatomar, vatidor neder vatomar. And Chana took a neder and she said, Hashem Tzvakos, Hashem, Lord of the Legions, I think that translates to. Amar Rabbi Elazar, miyom shabar kosh baruch hu, olamo lo haya adam shekaru l'kosh baruch hu tzvakos, ad shabasa chana v'karu tzvakos. Again, I'm saying with a kuf, because that's one of the shemos Hashem. Rabbi Elazar says that from the day that Hashem created the world, no one called Kodesh Baruch Hu by this name until Chana did. And we see that it is actually a name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we have the Minhag nowadays. Amra Chana, Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chana said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, dear God, Mikol Tzvai Tzvakos, Well, I guess you could say the whole, right? Michal Tzvaitzav Shabarasa Baolonacha, from all the things that you have created in your world, Kasha Ben Echad, Shetitenli Ben Echad. Is it so difficult in your eyes to give me one son? If I were a rich man. Yeah. Is it so? What? God who made the lion and the lamb? You decreed I should be what I am. Right? What would be so terrible if you just gave me a son? Mashal Lama Dabar Dome. What's a mashal? The Melech Basar Vadam Shasa Sudo Lavadav is a king who made a party for his servants. Ba Ani Echad V'Aman Ala Pesach. And a poor person came to the door. Amar Lahem Tnuli Prusa Achas. Give me one piece of bread. Velush Kichu Elav. And they didn't pay any attention to him. Dachak V'Nichnas Eitz Ola Melech. He pushed his way and God finally got right up to the king. Amar Lahem. He said to him, Adonia Melech. Mikol Suda Shasisa. From this, all of this great Suda, Kashav Einecha, is it really so hard for you? Is it so hard in your eyes, Litain Lipus Achas, to give me one piece of bread? Okay, Viter. Imra Tire, right, if you see, if you see, then you will see. What's that mean? Amra Belazar, Amra Chana Levne Kosh Baruch Hu, Chana said to Hashem, Ribon Shalom. Imra, if you see me, if you feel what I'm going through, Mutav, great, and you'll answer my tefillos. Vimlav, but you don't. Tire elecha vestater bifnei Elkana Bali. Oh, I got the name right. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Right? If you don't give me what I want, so I'm going to make you see me. What am I going to do? Estater. I'm going to seclude myself with another man in front of my husband Elkana. The kevan de mistatarna mashguli me sota. What will happen? Why is that? That's inappropriate. No. So what's going to happen? He's going to suspect me of being disloyal, and he's going to give me the soto waters to drink, via ta osa tarzcha plaster. What is a plaster? Right, sheker. Right, Rashi writes, and you can't make your Torah the Torah sheker, shenamar, because the pasuk says, what does it say about a soto when she's innocent? So if she's guilty, obviously everybody knows her stomach blows up. But if she's innocent, what happens to her? Vinixov and Izra Zara, that the waters of the sota turn into Zera in her body, and she has children. So that was Chana's, says the Gemara, that was Chana's threat, that, well, if you don't give me what I want, so I'm going to go seclude myself, and I'll have to drink the Mesota, and then obviously I'll be innocent, because I'm not going to do anything terrible, but then I'll be blessed with children, so I'm going to force your hand. So the Gemara says, wait a second, it's a machlokas as to what the bracha is going to be if a woman is innocent of such suspicions. The Gemara has a free word. Yeah, I assume it's in Sota, yeah? So it has a machlokas as to what exactly the bracha is. One mandamer says that it's going to be, you're going to get children. The other mandamer says, no, that it's just that your children will be, I think, more beautiful or less messed up. The Gemara is going to explain it in a second. So ha-nichal l'manda amar. So that works according to the guy who says in ha'isa akara that if she was barren, nifkedes, and she's going to be redeemed. Right? According to the manda amar who says that a sota is going to have kids if she wasn't, if she didn't already have kids, shoshaper. So that works. That was actually the chana's threat. El l'manda amar im ha'isa yoledes betzar yoledes berevach. But according to the guy who says that the mei sota doesn't give her children, but it makes her experience better. Right? If she was supposed to give birth in pain, she'll give birth without pain, berevach, freely. Nikevos, if she's been giving birth to women, to girls, you'll let zecharim, she'll end up having boys. Shechorim, ugly kids, you'll let lavenim, he'll have more beautiful kids. Kitsarim, shorter kids, you'll let zaruchim, she'll have longer kids. Right, healthier kids, more athletic kids. Ma'ikel Amar. So according to that, what was Chana's threat? Right, it was that according to that Manda Amar. So the Mesota don't help Chana whatsoever. The Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa, and this is exactly the Brisa. Oh, okay. Sota Daf Chavav. V'niksav in Izra Zara. What does that pasuk mean to teach me? Malameh, it teaches me. Shem Haisa Akara Nifkedes. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that yeah, if she was barren, so the Soto who's innocent is going to get kids. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said in Cain, wait a second. If that's true, Yechol Kola Akaros Kulan V'istatru. So I have a very easy solution for all the women who Rachman al Tzlan don't have children. Let them all be secluded with other men. It's terrible. Vazusha Lo Kilkola Nifkedes. And someone who is not, obviously, did not do anything inappropriate, she will be redeemed. I mean, she'll get the Mesota, and then she'll have kids. It's a very weird way of fixing things. So it says, Rabbi Kiva, Ela Malami, it teaches me, Shem Haisa, Yoled is Betzar, Yoled is Berevach, Yitzar, Yoled is Arukim, Shchorim, Yoled is Levanim, Levanim, Echad, Yoled is Shtayim, right? Meaning that Hashem will make the birthing experience and the children that come out better, but it won't necessarily give them children. So therefore, according to that mandamar, Mayim Roa Tireh, what is Chana threatening when she says, if you see, great, if you don't, I will see, Tireh, you will see. The different Torah collection b'nei adam. So the Torah just said, you don't learn anything from that. Really, Chana was kind of like, you know, trying, it wasn't a threat, it was just, you know, the way of talking that, you know, please give me what I want. Just like people tend to exaggerate, but it wasn't actually Chana threatening to seclude herself. All right, a little bit more, because this is a shtick along, and even though tomorrow's daf is also long, but we'll see how far we can get. Ba'ani amascha al tishkach es amasecha v'nasat al amasecha. So Chana mentions the word amasecha three times in her tefillah. So Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina says, Gimel amasos halalu lama. Why do you need three? Why does she mention the word Amasa three times? So Amar Chana lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Chana said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Shlosha badkei misa brasa v'isha. You gave the woman, a woman, three things that could cause her death. Rami Yila Shlosha davkei misa, or some people say, oh, one second, I forget. One of them is right. Rashi says badkei misa sheisha nivdekes behem b'shas hazakana. Right, we say Ashosh Dvarim. We say every Friday night, right? Ashosh Dvarim, Nashim, Mason, Mishas Leidasam, Al Chena, Enad Ziris, Bechala, Halakas Aner, Nida Chala, Halakas Aner. What was it? Yeah, Nida Chala, Halakas Aner. And that's Rashi, right? That's the Gemara says, right? Elohim, Nida Chala, Halakas Aner, Kulam Avarti Al Achas Mehem. I have not violated any of them. Right, so don't. There's no reason for you to make me. Again, Chana wasn't sick. She wasn't ill. But you know, one of the people that are considered as if they're dead. Right, people who are poor. That's famous. If you're a Metzora, so someone who doesn't have kids is considered as if they're Rachmana Litzlan, not alive. Not, you know, practically in terms of halacha, but it was underscoring the importance of having children. So Lamaisa. You know, so she was saying, that's exactly what Chana is saying. Come on, I haven't violated any of these Yisurim. Cut me some slack. V'nasatala masecha zera anashim. And what was Chana davening for? She was davening for a funny phrase. Zera anashim, seed of men. So Gemara says, what does that mean? My zera anashim. Amar Rav. Rav says, gavra biguvrin. A man amongst men. Ushmul, Amar Shmuel says, zera shemoshech shnei anashim. She wanted a child that would anoint two men. Uman nin, who knows that? Shaul the David. And Shmuel ended up anointing two kings of Am Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zera sheshokel kishnei anashim. No, I want a child that's equal to two men. Uman nin, who were those two men? Moshe b'Aaron. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, Moshe b'Aaron b'chonav u'shmuel b'korei shemo. And the Pasuk equates Shmuel and Moshe b'Aaron. Right on different opposite sides, so apparently Shmuel was equal to the two of them combined. Rabbanan Amri and Rabbanan say Zera Anashim, Zera Shem Muvla Ben Anashim. I want a son that's kind of Muvla, swallowed up, meaning non-distinguishable, very kind of commonplace. Don't give him any distinctive features. Let him kind of slide away into the crowd. Kiyas Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi said Lo Aroch, Lo Goats, Lo Kotam, Lo Ilaim, Lo Tzochor, Lo Gichor, Lo Chochom, Lo Tipesh. Right, somebody who does not have any of these distinctive qualities. He's not tall, he's not short, he's not, etc., etc. He's not smart, he's not stupid. Some kid that's straight down the middle. Okay, a little bit more. Ani ha'isha netzeves imcha bazeh. I'm the woman who is netzeves, I guess, Rashi writes, mashma af ima ba'amida, she was standing. You see that you're not allowed to sit within Dalet Amos of someone who is davening, and that's, I think, halacha we certainly apply today. Okay, Elanar Azeh is Palalti. Just finally, one last mimer. I'm Rabbi Elazar, right? Chana said, I daven for this Nar. This is right, a famous song, nowadays anyway. Who sings it? Mati Steinmetz, I think. Anyway, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Shmuel Mora Halach Lefi Rabbo Haya. This is a little bit later on in life that Shmuel was paskined in front of his Rebbe, in front of Eli. Shemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayishchatu as a par, Vayivios Hanar El Eli. They shechted a par, they shechted a korban, and they brought the child to Eli. Gemara says, Mishum Vayishchatu as a par, Vayivios Hanar El Eli. What does that have to do with anything? Why would they bring the child to Eli after they shechted the cow? Ella, rather, what happened? Amar lehen Eli, kuru kohen leisev lishkot. Eli said, I'm not sure, does Rashi say what korban it was? I'm not sure. Bring me a kohen. Anyway, Eli said that, bring me a kohen to shecht this korban. And Chazan of Shmuel saw that the Abu Mahadir Basar coin, that they were looking for a coin, Lamishkat, to do Shkita. Amalahu, he said to them, if anybody's ever learned Chulin, Lamalahu, Lamalahu, Ladri Basar coin, Lamishkat. Right, why do you need to go find the coin? Shkita Bazak Shira, Shkita can be done even by a non coin. I assume the coming to Eli, and so again, he paskened against Eli, right? He paskened in his dominion, inside of the Mishkan in Shiloh. So that's a big no-no. So I assume the coming to Eli, they brought him in front of Eli. Amalei, Menalachaha. He said, where do you get that from? So Amalei, Shmuel told him a drasha. Miksiv v'shachara kohen v'krivo kohanim. Miksiv v'shachara kohen. Does the pasuk really say that the kohen shachts? No, the pasuk says v'krivo kohanim ksiv. That the kohanim can be makriv. Mikabalav Elach Mitzvahs Kahuna, only from the gathering of the blood and onward, that has to be done by a Kohen. But Mikan Shkita Shikseira Bazar. But before the acceptance of blood in a basin, so meaning the Shkita can be done by anybody. Amarlei, Meimar Shapir, you say, Eli said back to him, you say very well, Kamarta, you said very, very, this is a good halacha that you just darshaned out, that you learned. Miu, however, Mara halacha b'fnei Ramcha at. And however, you lose. You are poskening in front of your Rebbe. L'chalamora halacha b'fnei rabo, chayiv misa. Well, too late. Too bad. Anybody who poskens in front of his Rebbe is chayiv misa. So asiachana v'katzavcha kameh. So asiachana came and cried out before him, in front of Eli. Ani ha'isha netzeves imcha bazeh. I am the woman, if you remember back in the day, who stood here standing, davening for a child. And Amar La, Shavki Li. Eli said to him, leave me alone. The Anshe, because I have to punish him. Uvina Rach, maybe I have Lechot. So she begged for mercy. And how does this read? V'yoyev Lechot, Rabba Mine? Yeah, meaning leave me alone, I think. That's B'shat. Shavki that the inish will be in a rachmi. There the chorava minay. But anyway, Amrlei Elanar Azayis Palati. She said, "This is exactly the son who I daven for." Nachon. Right. Meaning, leave me alone. I'm going to punish him. Meaning, Eli said to Shmuel to Chana, "Leave me alone. I'm going to punish him, and I will daven that you will have a son who's greater than him." So Chana said, no, Elanar Azeh Spalalti, I daven for this son. I don't want you to punish him. And obviously in the end, Eli did let him go. All right, Rabbi Moshe, Shkoyah Kadol, that was long. Mitzvah Shem, another long one tomorrow, but Yashika, Viter in the Shas. Shkoyah.